Right. I don't know those. Good afternoon, sir. What is your name?
Derek Michael Giacoletti.
Okay. So could you just hold on 1 minute? We're waiting for one person to come back in the room. Then we'll get ready to start your hearing. And who has it, Miss Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing, okay?
Sir, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit better now.
How about now?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Giacoletti?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Derek Michael Giacoletti, 302698.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the two allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on August 31st. You signed a form that day. Do you remember?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself today, sir?
I'll represent myself.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. They are the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing today. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections. He represents the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So before we start, I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. Giacoletti and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Giacoletti?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Giacoletti, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Giacoletti, to start phase one, I'm going to read each of these allegations from your warrant, and as I read each one to you, I need you to respond in one of three ways. It's either true, it's false, or you wish to take the fifth, remain silent, because I see that you have a booking number associated with this warrant. And these hearings are recorded, sir, and in order to protect your rights, we would allow you to remain silent. If there were court action pending, the court could subpoena this recording and use that against you. Do you understand that, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'll start phase one by reading each of these allegations to you. The first one is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residency at Traditions, located at 2429 West Vista in Phoenix, on July 17th, 2018, as verbally directed on July 17th, 2018. Mr. Giacoletti, is this true or false, or do you wish to remain silent?
This is true.
This is true, okay. And then the other allegation, the only other allegation, is that you were in violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by your being on private property without permission on or about July 18th, 2018, in Maricopa County, Arizona. Mr. Giacoletti, is this true or false, or do you wish to remain silent?
This is true.
This is true. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Giacoletti. And based on Mr. Giacoletti's admissions in both allegations, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second. Agreed.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Johnson agreed. Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Giacoletti, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, which is probably a more important one to you. But before we get too far into it, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us some background information about your case. So just hold on, and we'll be right back to talk with you more in detail, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Turner.
Giacoletti was released from ADC custody on 7-16-2018 and arrested on 7-18-2018 by Phoenix PD on misdemeanor criminal trespassing. He was returned back to ADC on 8-16-2018 with a CSED of 113-2019, no abscondes. Current convictions, 2017, commitment B, count one, shoplifting, 1 year, 9 months. 2017, commitment B, count two, criminal impersonation, 1 year. Prior convictions, 2014, theft of credit card obtained for fraud, 1 year. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information is noted. 2015, TIS release, absconded for 94 days, arrested and revoked by BOEC. Disciplinary is moderate, with criminal damage noted. However, after his return to custody on 8/22/2018, he did get, was charged and found guilty of a minor for disobeying an order. Other arrest, 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona juvenile probation. 2016, burglary third degree, Arizona pending charges. He has a GV score of G5, V5, and the status of the criminal trespassing charges I have not received yet.
Okay, thank you, sir. Back to you, Mr. Giacoletti. We have a very brief summary of your supervision. It looks like you were proved to live their traditions as that the allegation stated, but you didn't establish residency. What happened there, sir?
I didn't have the full $175 to attend there, so I was going to wait until I got the money to establish a residence. If not, it didn't matter if I showed up or not. I wasn't gonna be able to house there.
Okay. So where did you go then instead of going there?
I was staying with a friend.
Okay. And did you let your parole officer know that?
The day I went to check in to parole, I was supposed to have the money later on the evening. I didn't end up getting it. The next day, on my way to Traditions, I got arrested on 15th Avenue and Vista. The halfway house was on 24th Avenue and Vista.
Okay.
I got arrested, and I got arrested for a trespassing charge, went straight into county, and stayed there. And
so you were just right down the street, though, from where you were?
Yes, I was headed to Vista to see what I could do, if I could pay $100.
Gotcha.
And then pay the $75 later.
All right. Well, you were only out for the 2 days then.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you're back. Okay. It looks like you had been referred for for UA correction, although I'm not really sure why this says you missed one on the 26th when you were already back in custody by then, but... had you had a drug problem in your life, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What was your drug of choice?
I started, when I was younger, I started out on pills and moved to heroin and to heroin and meth.
Okay. And when's the last time you used anything?
Last time I used was in prison.
In prison, okay. But not while you were out those couple of days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear anyway. And sir, I know you couldn't have been employed in those 2 days, but what kind of work do you do?
Well, to be honest, I'm usually locked up. The last time I got out, I was working telemarketing. This time that I got out, there was a couple of construction places that hire, so
okay.
I was going to try the construction site and just go to Traditions and see if they could help me get a job, where I could get a job. I was willing to do anything because I am a convicted felon and I'm young, so
right.
I can't be choosy.
Okay, sir. All right. Well, that's a good profession to be heading for because there's plenty of construction around here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Mr. Johnson has a question for you, Mr. Giacoletti.
Sir, what were you doing in the backyard of that gentleman who I believe you were arrested for trespassing? What was you doing in his backyard?
I was trying to walk through. It wasn't like really gated, so I was just going to walk through to cut through faster. I'm not bumping inside of where I was going. I was just trying to get to the other side of the street. The dude told me to get out of his yard, or get the F out of his yard. I told him F you and left. I didn't stay. I didn't make a problem. I left.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
Any other questions? Okay, Mr. Giacoletti, we're coming up on the end of your hearing, but I want to give you a chance if you'd like to make a final statement. Is there anything you've thought of that the board should consider?
No, ma'am, really. I messed up. I know I messed up. If I have to do my time until January, I'm willing to do it. If I get the opportunity to get out on parole again, I plan to complete it, but I messed up, so if I have to face the consequences, I'll face the consequences.
Okay, sir, thank you. Mr. Giacoletti, the board's going to go into discussion. We do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So we just ask that you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Giacoletti was only out for 2 days, but unfortunately was cutting through someone's yard and that got him picked up. I think probably his best course of action is just to stay where he is and finish his number, and then he can get back to his... I think it is a good idea if he goes to somewhere like Traditions or somewhere that can provide him a little bit of support when he's immediately released. But I'd listen to any input from fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay. Based on information in warrant number 2018W2266, our conversation with Mr. Giacoletti and information provided by Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Giacoletti was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had Baxter was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by being in a private property where he shouldn't have been.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed. Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Giacoletti, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and just showing you now with a release date of January 13th. And at that point, you'll be finished with your obligation to the criminal justice system. You won't have a parole officer to worry about. And we urge you to go back to someplace like Traditions that can give you a hand right when you first get out and give you some structure and support, sir. We wish you the best, and thank you for participating in your hearing today, sir. If you'd give the phone back to the CO3 or the officer there, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, sir.